Sonia de Vries, have you been reading or viewing or a mix of both over the last few weeks?
Actually, the last few weeks I've been working mostly, Catherine, but I have managed to do some reading, which has been fantastic, and a little bit of watching. But, you know, with a 10-year-old at home, most of my watching revolves around, you know, watching episodes of The Simpsons, which is, you know, entertaining, but not necessarily as invigorating and thrilling as this book was, Yes to Life by Viktor Frankl.
Go ahead, please, with what we have here.
Well, I was interested in this book because actually, you know, I use one of the quotes from his book as part of my kind of the thing that keeps me on track. So I was interested to see that he'd published another one because I thought, oh, goodness me, surely he's passed away by now. Indeed, he has. So Viktor Frankl is a psychiatrist and neurologist from Austria. He's also a Holocaust survivor, and he has written a number of books, most famously Man's Search for Meaning, which is where, you know, the quote that kind of inspires me through life comes from. But this book is newly published. It's three lectures that he gave in Vienna in 1946. And it's been published for the first time now in English. So published in, you know, a long time ago in the late 40s, but never before published in English. And it's interesting for that reason. The language is really, really, it's very true to its source. So it's quite challenging to read. It's old-fashioned, I suppose, and very academic, but oh my goodness me, it is absolutely fascinating. So imagine this, you know, he is a world-leading psychiatrist and neurologist in his region and his speciality, which is mental health, helping people, suicide prevention, and then he's put into the concentration camps. You know, he loses most of his family, including his pregnant wife, he moves through four or five camps and then is liberated from his camp. He immediately immerses himself into work, becomes the head of his department, and publishes a book and gives these three lectures. So these are published verbatim. There's a foreword and an afterword by two, sort of leading people in this field. But it is absolutely amazing. So even today, I feel it's really relevant. He talks about, the kind of the meaning that being happy and being able to say yes to life requires you to find a purpose, to find a meaning in life, even if life is tough. So at the moment where we're thinking, you know, that it feels quite dark and things are pretty intense, that actually, if you read his work, you can see that, you know, having experiencing suffering or having a pessimistic outlook doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. You know, he's saying life is a gift. It cannot be taken away from you. You know, you can say yes to life even if you are suffering. And there's some really interesting stuff in there. He talks about, give me sober activism anytime. And I really like that. Actually, in order to change our world, we need to be motivated to do that. And, you know, sometimes that motivation comes from suffering.
Britain in 1946, I think they were, these public lectures, were they?
Yeah. And, you know, so...
So recent to his experience.
At 9 months, yeah. You know, like it's absolutely mind-blowing. And in one of the essays, he actually talks about, he describes a scenario of a Holocaust, someone in a concentration camp marching with hundreds of others of prisoners going to work to build a munitions factory. You know, most of them weigh less than 40 kilos. They've got ulcerated chilblains. All they can think about is food. And then he practices, you realize it's him, he practices, how do I survive this? And he distances himself by looking from a higher perspective or a future observation. And he imagines himself in a school giving a lecture on the psychology of a concentration camp survivor. And then you realize he's giving the essay that he imagined, he's giving the lecture that he imagined when he was actually walking towards the work that he was going to be doing while he was in the concentration camp. It's incredibly powerful. So it's quite sad that it's hard to read. He has lots of examples, not just from concentration camps actually, but from clients that he's worked with and people that he's worked with who have either been, experienced extreme trauma themselves. But it's honestly, it's the most incredible read. He's, very, very, very clever, obviously. But actually, some of the things he's talking about are just so relevant. Give yourself meaning by doing, by experiencing, and through acceptance. And your meaning to life is individual to you. And it applies to the moment you're living now. And if you take that, it all sounds very relevant to kind of the stuff that we're doing today around mindfulness. But, take that approach of this life is mine. If I do well and I accept and I have acceptance and I live with experiences in this moment in time, then I can say yes to life. And so it's got all that lovely kind of good thinking that we like to have, but without any of the kind of modern day airy fairy stuff. There's nothing quite like hearing a Holocaust survivor talk about living life.
To that note, it reminds me actually of the extraordinary Edith Eger, again an acclaimed psychologist.
Yes.
And again a Holocaust survivor. That book still just, the interview stopped me in my tracks completely, but so did her book. And it's this combination of people having lived through the most extremely atrocious behaviour that humans inflict on each other, not only surviving it, but understanding through their psychological studies or perspectives, how to rise above it. And it's not that you ever get beyond it. I mean, I remember the title to the interview, I see barbed wire, immediately I'm back in Auschwitz.
You never recover from it, it's how you respond to it.
It's the humanity that they portray, develop in themselves and portray and describe, despite what they went through, that is just so powerful.
Well, this is exactly the same. It's got, you do have to work quite hard to read it. You have to take it for what it is. It's lectures from 1946. But actually, if you've got a bit of time to sit down and spend time with the language, because it is quite different to what we're used to now, it is honestly, it's compelling. It's informative and it's really, really, really interesting.
Thank you. Sonia De Vries has reviewed Yes to Life in Spite of Everything by Viktor E. Frankl. Penguin Random House, the publishers, $30 the price.